Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Boy.
Yeah, boy.
Warriors. In shambles.
But do you feel me on Kuminga, though? What's his verbiage?
What's your bottom line with Kuminga? What do you want me to agree with or disagree with?
That he doesn't think he doesn't have the skill set right now to play three.
I would probably agree with that.
Okay.
That he probably thinks he's doing it better than Steve Kerr thinks he's doing it.
So what does that mean in the end result, if you're listening to Dre, who my goodness, was a basketball savant with that sound. If you're listening to Steve Kerr, Don, I guess that's what concerns me, is the guy that it should matter most to maybe hadn't been in the lab trying to work. Maybe he doesn't think he has a rebounding problem.
I mean,
he can cut with the best of them.
He can cut?
Yeah, he is athletic, is all outdoors. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at him like, boy, you should just kill the three position on the court. But you don't rebound.
And he doesn't have the ha-ha. There's no.
See, I don't think he thinks that, man.
Well, I don't.
And that's the issue.
I'm not sure what he thinks or he doesn't think. I'm just trying to figure out a way to get Kuminga on the floor more, because it looks like some things are stacked against him. That's all.
You think the Warriors have too many of the same type of guy? Because you got me thinking that before we went to break, when you went over, like, Moody, Gary Payton II, Melton. See, and I love all of them, but it's like oh, boy.
Let me just do this real quick. And if you want to jump into this conversation, we're talking Warriors, 888-957-9570. The Warriors open up their season Saturday against the LA Clippers, first exhibition game. And they started training camp this week, and there's already been a lot of nuggets that have come out from where they are in Hawaii. Just, do you want to get these guys on the court? Right. Just say yes or no. Steph Curry.
Yes.
Wiggins.
Yes.
Green.
Yes.
Melton.
Yes.
Payton.
Yes.
Heald.
Yes.
Kyle Anderson.
Yes.
Looney.
Yes.
Kuminga.
Yes.
Moody.
Yes.
Pajemski.
Yes.
That's 11 guys. That's 11 guys. Like, this team has never been more poised, I think, to make a move.
How many guys are there in that 11? I count two or one and a half, and I'm being real.
Well, and that...
You know what I mean, Stoney?
Yeah. I mean, it could be a strength, and it could be a weakness.
Mm.
I do think they're deep. How quality is their depth? I mean, they got pros on this roster. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of figuring out how you divvy up the minutes. Who's going to be the odd man out? Wow. Somebody's going to be wanting more playing time. Probably a guy and a half or two guys. But I'm mostly focusing on Jonathan Kuminga right now. And how do we get this kid on the court? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Devon. Devon's in an Uber. What's going on, Devon? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, so I wanted, first of all, man, I'm so happy to talk Warrior ball again, man. From playing ball, I need people to understand this. Kevon Looney can shoot the ball. Kevon Looney can dribble the ball for a man his size. Huh? But we don't see him do that. And a lot of people don't think he can, right? The coaching staff already has their built-in plans on what they want guys to do. I don't think Kuminga isn't a good rebounder. I think for most of his career, he wasn't asked to rebound the ball until fairly recently, right? And he's somebody that they wanted to get out in transition, right? Because he can finish at the rim at a high level. So with I think that him and Wiggs being at different positions, I think they're going to flourish. Uh-huh. I'm not saying finals. I'm not saying right. deep run. But I think it'll be better than what most people expect. I think you need to be able to switch, man. It seems like a lot of offenses are being run. It's a bunch of, okay, who's the weak link? That's who I want the screen on me, you know, for mismatches. But to have Trace and Dre there for defense, Kuminga and Wiggs for defense, which lets Steph be able to go for 30, 40, 50. I like that. I'm not going to lie. And I do agree with you, though, with Milton. Milton's a solid pro. Moody, I wish he can get some burn, man. And I actually want to see the guy play. And if it means not in the Warriors, so be it, even though I would like for him to play. But just to call in, I like the lineup. You know, and I hope that with a year of Kuminga saying, okay, this is what it's like to get some love and respect, hopefully he'll make the next jump. Hopefully Wiggs is okay psychologically, and they get something going. So yeah, thank y'all for taking my call.
No, hey, let me leave you with this too, Stoney, because he says something about Kuminga, who I'm rooting for, we all are. But at the end of the day, rebounding is a want. It's not a, hey, go out there and rebound. And the reason I bring up Pods is when Pods hit the floor, I don't believe they said, hey, you need to rebound. He went out there and did it because it was a want and a will, and it kept his ass on the floor. And look what it did for his year. Now he's a fixture, a staple, maybe a possible starter. So when it comes to rebounding, Stoney, that's the dirty work. Kuminga has all the athletic gifts and prowess to be able to get 8 boards in his sleep, 9, and he doesn't do it. So for the caller to say they need to identify and tell Kuminga, we need you to rebound, I don't like that. Kuminga should already know that's going to keep me on the floor, and it hasn't.
It's because he doesn't do it.
Or he doesn't want to do it.
Well, I'm a firm believer in that particular skill, rebounding. I kind of believe you either got the knack for it or you don't. I just do. I mean, I'm looking at the per 36. Pods is a better rebounder than Jonathan Kuminga.
No way that should be.
On a game-by-game basis.
And if you gave Pods Kuminga's body, he might double that.
He might. He might.
Come on now.
He might. Let's go to Ray in Watsonville. Hey, Ray, what's going on, man? Let's talk some Warriors. What do you think?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, you know what? I was hoping that Kuminga would be much better going in last year, and he was kind of just the same. I think that, here it is. It's year. Think about this, okay? Year 4, he's going into. He's got the greatest shooter in basketball on his team. He's got Draymond, who is, I mean, listening to him talk about basketball, man, it's just, it just drives me, he's got such a wealth of information. And you have that on your side, and yet he's thinking that he's a number one or a two, and he can't even get on the, now you're listening to the coach and listening to everything you guys are saying, it's going to be hard for him to even get on the court. So with that being said, how are you going to extend him? Or if he's looking for, you know, top money, I think he is going to be a good player, but I don't think it's going to be with Golden State. It's going to have to be somewhere else. And I think we probably should have traded him during the summer instead of trying to wait till the deadline. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I don't.
Wow, man, that's heavy.
I mean, you get into an issue now where if you don't sign him to an extension, then if you look to trade him, the team that's trading for him knows they're going to have to pay him. So you're going to have to find a team that really likes Kuminga.
And I think there's some out there
more than the Warriors.
They're like, to hell with this three or four. We'll deal with it on our watch.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. Is there a clamor for Kuminga around the league? Because if there is, then you'd probably have to explore moving him, especially if it's still all about see, that's the other thing. The one thing that's been hammered home again this offseason is, hey, it is about Steph and doing the best we can as quickly as we can. And that, to me, points right to Kuminga.
But, and again, this is not, and I'm not, and we're not doing it, Stanley. We're keeping it real. We're excited. I don't want to sound like I'm piling on Kuminga, but if the reports are true, and what you just said about Steph Curry, I believe it is all about him, and it's about getting him the best possible chance to win another chip or get back or go deep. If the reports are true this summer, this past summer, Stani, that the untouchable youngster was not Kuminga and it was Pods, then you're losing a certain race that you might not even know you're in when they should be ready to break you off that extension right now. And the fact that Pods was the guy after 1 year that was deemed Elliott Ness, Stani, untouchable, if that should be handwriting on the wall to Kuminga, I got to get Steph going.
I mean, it's also, Pods stepped into a different situation than Kuminga did. Kuminga got drafted to a championship team that was locked into Wiggins at 3, Draymond at 4. So he was going to have an uphill battle, especially at an early age. Pods got to come under this team as a backcourt player during a year where Klay Thompson didn't have a great year.
Right.
So Pods got to come in here right away and play, whereas Kuminga didn't have that luxury because they were better when Kuminga was drafted. And the two guys ahead of Kuminga are still here. So I'm not sure what you do there, but it does feel like that's going to be the fundamental problem that the Warriors have to solve. Where do they get minutes for both Kuminga and Wiggins and still have Draymond Green in the mix at the 4, occasionally playing him at the 5. Wow. And it feels like Steve Kerr views the entire situation as trying to shoehorn Kuminga in there rather than, well, I'm going to Kuminga because Kuminga's a damn good player.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.